Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive, His glory available to every person on the earth. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We come to you in gratefulness and reverence, and we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. I believe with that one listening that Jesus, for their needs, and also that Jesus will reveal them himself to them. Amen. The chief end of man, to know God. Man was born to fellowship with him, to fellowship with God. That's what the only true God offers, that to every person on the earth. He's revealed himself as the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's beyond words. I keep repeating this, and I want to continue to proclaim this truth because of many reasons. But here's another one. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What is, you know, we know that, well, we need to hear things sometimes many times for it to get into our spirit person. Notice in the Bible, things are repeated often. God repeats himself often. Jesus repeats himself often, but perfectly. Amen. God is perfect. Amen. If someone knows Jesus Christ, if you know Jesus Christ, within the shell of your body is glory. The glory of the Lord. Literally God Himself. The Holy Spirit. It is incredible. This is an incredible eternal revelation. I mean, to think that we miss it. In every which way we miss it, and we all do. But if we seek Him with our whole heart and find Him, He will empower us and lift us up in His power, His might, His strength, His love, His mercy. Amen. And that's how we do all these one things that He wants us to do. That's the famous scripture. I can do all these things through Christ, through the Anointed One and His anointing. I can do all these things that God wants us to do, commands us to do. Okay, I do want to have some specific teaching that I want to give, and I want to give this in as short a time as possible, just to try to get as much content in as possible. But because we're made in God's image, okay, that's an eternal revelation, and He set up things a certain way. I've spoken about this some, and if you know, it's very clear in the Bible. But there's, and I just want to cite some scriptures first. But I want to emphasize that again. Someone may ask, why is it like this? Why is it that our words are so important? That forgiveness is so important? That, you know, having mercy on people and forgiving people and so on and so forth. Why are these things so important? It's because we're made in God's image. Every person on the earth is either a child of God, born again through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and they have, that's what humans were born to do, or they are a potential child of God if they're not born again, And every person's eternal. Every person's soul is, okay, well, I mentioned this yesterday. Jesus revealed man's soul is eternal and priceless, worth more than the world, everything in it, multiplied times infinity. Man, every person will exist forever. That's an incredible truth. Because of these things, that's why, for example, let me just cite these scriptures. Jesus said in one of the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy." What a glorious promise that if we are merciful, we shall obtain mercy, and I believe that's from God. You know, that's now there's additional scriptures here that reveal much about this in the Lord's what's called the Lord's Prayer. It's a revelation of prayer. Matthew 6:12, Jesus said, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." I looked up the translations. Almost all of them say debts. A few say forgive us our sins, and one or two say shortcomings. But I believe this is different from just sin. It's forgive us our debts. It's our, you know, as we forgive our debtors. Basically, I think one aspect of this is we are sinners, frail, made from clay. You know, we have shortcomings and frailties and failures, and every human does except Jesus Christ when he was a man. So we need to forgive. Forgive us our debts. So we ask God, forgive us of our shortcomings. And as we forgive others of their debts and shortcomings. Now, right after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus revealed an incredible truth. The very next thing he said after the Lord's Prayer, think of how significant that is. Matthew 6:14-15. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's an incredible truth. And I'm convicted of that, and it's something that, you know, maybe you and other people have never had someone sin against them or treat them badly. Well, this is such a you know, let's just let the Holy Spirit reveal this. And again, because we're God's children or a potential child of God, you know, there's this really glorious truth about how, and Jesus revealed this also in the two great commandments. First commandment, love the Lord your God with everything you have. Second commandment, he says, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others. You know, so they're connected. It's not just like, okay, and now here's one aspect also. If we don't do this, we grieve the Holy Spirit. We miss out on the glory of the Lord. And there's other things too. You know, if we have, I was just in a message by Spurgeon. It's on YouTube. It's about, it's called Grieving the Holy Spirit. If we have unbelief, we grieve him. If we, and I'm going to cite some other scriptures here about this, but many things can grieve the Holy Spirit. And so we miss out. Here's some from the Old Testament. 1 Samuel 2:30. "For those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Some translations say insignificant. That's an incredible promise, truth. Those who honor me, I will honor. If we honor, so we should honor God. the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Honor Him. Have reverence for Him. Give Him. And if we do that, again, because we're a child of God and made in His image, He'll honor us. That's incredible. And this reveals His love. It says, those who despise Me, God doesn't despise them back. It says, shall be lightly esteemed and significant. Okay. Psalm 18, 25, 26. This is famous scripture. With the merciful, you'll show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you'll show yourself blameless. With the pure, you'll show yourself pure. With the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. Incredible. And again, all of this, let's let the Holy Spirit give us this revelation. Someone may say, why is it like this? Answer is that we're, again, I keep repeating this, but there's this deep mystery and reality and revelation about the fact that we and every human is made in God's image. Even those people that we don't get along with, that we don't like. Now, here's another thing. I'll try to finish with this in this same kind of truth. Famous scripture, Numbers 14:28. Says, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Someone may say, how can it be like that? Why is it like that? Again, there's this... let me repeat that. It's an eternal mystery, reality, and revelation that the human being is made in God's image. And so we have our words, you know, even our words, which we know our words are important, right? Proverbs says the power of life and death is in the tongue. We even know that in the natural. I'll get to that in a second. But just to think that spiritually, let me repeat the verse. As truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified. By your words you'll be condemned. So let's let God be God and keep it, you know, say things. It's good to say things like God is good all the time. God is good. He's you know, to repeat these positive affirmations that are revealed in the Bible, you know, that He's merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, and to keep repeating these. And again, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So it will help our spirit person tremendously. Here's the natural example. We know even in the natural, people who are unsaved and all that, you know, no matter if they're saved or not, when somebody says empowering words, especially if it's someone that we respect or know, or someone who's in authority, and they say empowering positive words about us, it helps us, doesn't it? If someone says negative words, that hurts us. There's an example. That's more of just, that's a natural example of how God's these glorious, you might call them laws, that He has built into the human experience apply in all different levels. But the deepest level and the greatest is the spiritual. So we can even say things like, I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm holy, accepted, blameless, beloved. Jesus has set me free. Amen. Amen. Now, all of this, I'll finish with this. As I mentioned recently, we can get caught up in all these teachings, and they're great. I mean, these are just wonderful things from the Word of God. Nothing about me. No, you know, but the greatest thing is the glory of the Lord and His presence and His glorious presence, the Jesus Himself in the power of the Holy Spirit. The when someone finds Him, they will only want Him and nothing else. And He will teach us and lead us and guide us into all truth and all that He wants us to know. And He'll teach us about how these things are important. Even in this message that has been, you know, I'm presenting basically some teachings from the Bible. I want to try to apply this to salvation. Okay, I believe that's the most important decision for a human being. And it is, okay, and our ministry is mainly evangelism, so I'll try to touch on this, okay? Salvation's simple. It's choosing God and not self. If someone hears the gospel, it's choosing Jesus Christ and not self. So what's so wonderful is when someone's saved and they say, Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Lord. How wonderful that is, you know, and it's so easy and simple, and they may not even know it, but they're putting into practice that Numbers 14:28 scripture, and Jesus' words, that by your words you'll be justified. By your words, they're okay. Now let's look at the other side, though. There's the other side, and remember, let's remember, the tragedy is most people don't get saved. Most people are not saved. Okay, even in a Christian nation, I live in a nation that's been known as a Christian nation, the USA, but and many nations around the world are often they're. Maybe primarily Catholic, or you know that's the main faith that people are. You might call it. Most people in those countries are Catholic, okay, and then in Europe, for example, you know, the gospel has been basically in first world nations. And the gospel has been proclaimed perhaps more than in nations of Islam and in the Middle East and so forth. But hopefully that's changing. Let's believe right now. Lord, send out laborers into the harvest, into those harvest fields. Continue to the Middle East, to Israel, to Islamic nations. Okay, amen. But it's let's keep in mind, most people are not saved. This is a harsh truth. It's revealed in the Bible, and it's revealed in modern revelations from Jesus Himself. Most people will not get saved, and they'll end up in hell. That's a tragedy. It's very harsh. It's hard to hear that. But if you ask specific people, often they will say, negative things, right? I'm sorry about my throat. I have allergies and so forth. Bear with me. And I don't make a habit of asking people about their faith, but sometimes I have, and I've heard people say very negative things, and they are condemning themselves. I mean, someone once said, "No, I don't believe in Jesus Christ." Or someone else, I remember a man said he gave some far out belief system that he was in. Well, that's what he gets, and it may not be anything. You see how these people, even though they may not realize it, they are doing what Jesus spoke about. By your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. Another person one time said, "Oh, I've never even thought about religion or faith or anything." Or if someone says that they're in one of the primary monotheistic, that is, there's three, I believe, they call them, that word means that you know, religions that believe that there's one God, Judaism, Christianity, and then Islam. If someone's in Judaism or Islam, and they say that they speak that, well, that's what they get. Very simple. Salvation is simple. It's simply choosing. Isn't that incredible? I mean, the most important thing for a human being, and this same truth applies to every day for a believer. Simple. The same truth. Salvation, the most important thing for a human being that determines their eternal destiny, where they will be for eternity. Simple. Just say yes to Jesus Christ. And they're saved. God is so loving and merciful, He saves them instantly, forgives them of all their debts and shortcomings and failures and sins, forgets them, and they're saved. And the same truth every day for us as believers, if we've known Him all our lives. Simple. Just say yes to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit fills us with His glory. Glory to God. How awesome this is. This is a revelation of His love. That it's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not burdensome. It's not, "Oh, I've got to go and do all these awful things and go study for years and go to seminary and go move to..." No. Simple. Easy. Glorious. Wonderful. Right where you are. A person doesn't have to... All they have to do is say yes. Now, yes, that has to be a sincere, genuine decision. They must repent. They must sincerely give their... Not just say it, but they have to actually do it. Give their heart to God. That's easy. That's the easiest thing in the world. God and Jesus Christ versus ourself. I mean, how can someone say no to Him every day? How can we as believers, so wonderful and this eternal journey and revelation, just glory beyond glory, the potential of that. You know, it's so frustrating that most people in the world think that walking with Jesus Christ and this thing we call Christianity, Catholicism is there's even more people in Catholicism, which is they believe all the right things, but it's there's a lot of tradition, right? And a lot of religion in it. Same thing with Protestant. A lot of religion, which has nothing to do with knowing Jesus Christ. Nothing. In fact, it hurts. It takes away. It grieves Well, that's a separate issue, but it's what humans were created to do, okay? I'll finish with this, that most of the world, literally, I mean, it's without a doubt most people in the world, but the percentage is very, very high. I mean, we're talking 80, 90% of people think that Christianity is just this boring, awful, terrible thing. That's you know, and that's a deception. Even we as believers, okay, remember, Revelation says the enemy deceives the whole world. The whole world. Even, I mean, think about how even, I've said this before, but it's important, this is drives the point home. Even believers, we are deceived, many believers are deceived into thinking that it's boring and it's religious and it's, you know, these and thous, and you got to, you know, act spiritual and go to church and, you know, dress up in a, you know, uncomfortable clothes and act spiritual, and it's going to be hard and burdensome and we even see, again, there's all these distractions. We see people in ministry and we don't like what they do, and so that turns us off and we think, oh well, I don't even want to pursue ministry or be a Christian because of that. Well, we're just missing out. We're missing out. That'd be like saying, oh well, there's a bad teacher over there, so I'm never going to go to school or send my kids to school. Okay, but do you see my point here? Knowing Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, he's the most wonderful, most beautiful, most glorious being, person in the universe. He's God Almighty. Humans were created and born to know Him and ultimately fellowship with Him. That's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. So glorious, so wonderful. Fills the universe. Definitely the third heaven is completely permeated and filled with the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus. There's three heavens. There's the second heaven. The first heaven is our atmosphere. Well, earth is filled with His glory also, and that's literally His glorious presence, not nature or the beautiful things that we see. It's His glorious presence. That's why someone can get saved instantly, because God is, they don't feel His presence and glory, because when they get saved, somebody's in the first of the four phases. They've been born again, but they haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. And it's just as simple to go into the second phase, the third phase, the fourth phase. Amen. Now, there is at the same time, our faith is our everything. I'll try to finish with this. Our faith is everything to us. And so, yes, it is a day-to-day walk. And it is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. We are like trees. Trees grow slowly but surely, a little every day. And there's seasons, and trees bear fruit, and then there's times that they don't. That's just a natural metaphor. But God could do a fast work in someone's life, and they could go into those phases quickly. God can do the impossible. It doesn't, you know, so let's let Him be, God be God, and you or someone could be a trendsetter, a pioneer, and filled with the glory of the Lord and the present. He's glory to God. That's the key. That's knowing Him and having that. It's a relationship. That's what, isn't that fascinating? We as humans, We want relationships, right? We're made for that. We love to have, if we can find a good friend, that's priceless, isn't it? You know, a friend, okay? We can, if we find a spouse, if we have children, these are things that God made us that way. Well, he made us for himself. And he becomes our everything. And Jesus even said, I now call you friends. He's our Lord, Savior, Master. He's God Almighty and our friend. How would you like to have the God of the universe as your friend, who's with you all the time, even forever? Amen.